Good afternoon. This is Rich Ness, Executive Vice President with Open Systems Media and leader of the Embedded Computing Design franchise, where we talk about embedded, IoT, security, and all that kind of stuff. The topic for today is going to be artificial intelligence, better known as AI, and my special guest is Jonathan Luce, and he is the General Manager of Product Planning for the Internet of Things group at Intel. Good morning, or whatever time it is, wherever you are, Jonathan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Rich. It's good afternoon for me, calling from Europe, but it's great to be here.
Very good. Okay, so I want to talk to you about artificial intelligence. So let's set the baseline first. I know what artificial intelligence is to me, and if you ask 10 people, you probably get a different answer. What is artificial intelligence to you or Intel?
For me, it's really about the impact it means for our customers, right? I think it's how we help put data to work for our customers, you know, and that means how we make their customer work streams more efficient, how we extract more performance out of what they're trying to accomplish, how we help them make better decisions, and basically how we help them make more value out of what they're trying to accomplish. And AI is just a mechanism to help them do those things.
Okay, that certainly makes sense. So from your perspective, are you dealing at the edge, the cloud, in between, all of the above? Where do you spend your time?
I spend my time predominantly at the edge. I have counterparts that work at the cloud.
Okay. And then define the edge for me, please.
For me, the edge is the what I would call the intelligent edge. That would be like the include the on-premise storage and processing of data. So it would be a factory that would include all the processing of data and the storage of data there at a factory, not the cloud service providers. That's where I would call a cloud.
Okay. So what are some of the things you're seeing from customers today? What are they doing with artificial intelligence?
Well, we're seeing a lot of work streams that are getting needing edge inference and edge data to analyze work streams. A lot of vision-oriented analytics happening today. There's just been this massive data explosion of unstructured and structured data going out there, and so it's putting AI in a more pervasive environment throughout the network. And what we're seeing is AI at the edge is allowing us to, let's say, keep the network from becoming constrained. Without AI, data traffic would overwhelm the network. And so we're seeing AI at the edge really become a network backhaul optimizer.
Okay, I just want to be clear on something there. You said structured and unstructured data. What does that mean? What is structured versus unstructured data?
Well, structured would be basically where somebody would want to take and compress it or analyze it or put some meta tagging on it versus just pushing data to the cloud to be analyzed later. And so if you unstructure the data, it's just raw data moving up there. That may not have latency requirements. That may not have any type of compression that happens there. So it's just pure raw data going up to the cloud to be analyzed later. Structured data would be something that would be a way of analyzing, processing, and acting on data at the edge, within the edge, which oftentimes is required because of latency requirements or maybe the performance that has to be done right there on premise and moving there. And so the structuring of data not only helps the performance at the edge, but also actually shifts data, the amount of data that has to go up to the cloud. And it reduces the amount that has to go up to the cloud itself.
Okay, that certainly makes sense. Okay, so let's put this in perspective for a developer. If I have to design an AI-based system, where do I even start? This is pretty confusing.
Yeah. It's I think you start with an idea of the tools you have today. You can start with a processor in place, right? I mean, you can download software development kits. Software development tools like OpenVINO that we have from Intel or other tools that are model optimizers that will create inference engines for you. It'll take advantage of the architectural elements you have in place today. That's the easiest way to get started. You'll get a certain degree of performance out of that. And we've used things like OpenVINO to take advantage of the most basic compute engines that you've got there. And then from there, you can expand into adding dedicated accelerator chips or systems to your system as you scale out. So it's really one of those things where it's not that hard to get started.
Okay, we're just about out of time, but what is OpenVINO?
OpenVINO is Intel's it's a computer vision and inference engine software development kit for developers. It's an optimization engine and inference engine using industry standard APIs and frameworks and libraries that are common today, and it's just a mechanism for people to get started with AI and deploy AI systems using the systems or the tools they have.
That sounds great. Well, thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate you taking the time.
Take care. Thank you.
That was Jonathan Luce. He is the General Manager of Product Planning for the IoT Group at Intel, and I'm Rich Nass with Open Systems Media. Have a great day.